Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and call in about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE. Also, you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype. And all you have to do is send us a contact request. We'll approve it during the show, and you can give us a call there. Usually the audio is significantly better on Skype. So, again, 855-450-FREE, or our username is lrn.fm on Skype. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Ian will probably be joining us. He is off doing some of his activism. And what I wanted to talk about was one of the Super Bowl commercials. There were several of them. I had some favorites. Rich, did you get to see any of the Super Bowl ads?
Yeah, I saw the McDonald's ad. I saw the one that people were all upset about with the dog.
The puppy that sort of made it all the way home, and then the lady sells him. It's like a puppy mill or something like that.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, it looked like a pretty healthy dog to me.
Indeed it did, sure. Just a suggestion that, the puppy's back. Good. I found you a new owner, you know.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it was somewhat anticlimactic, but I think that, isn't buying a puppy from a puppy mill a rescue, too? You know, people use this terminology as a rescue, right?
And uh-huh.
I guess what it means is you've somehow helped in the process of removing an animal from a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that when you buy things from people who have business models that you don't appreciate, that you're incentivizing that model. Certainly I understand economics as well as the next guy, and perhaps a little bit more. But when you're talking about an individual animal, can't you claim that buying a puppy from a puppy mill is rescuing it from that puppy mill?
Yeah.
So it's this whole mixed up thing. Every dog's a rescue.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem is it's a rescue that, because of that money entering the industry, that's going to cause another order. It's like buying slaves to
yeah.
to free them. Well, you can do that, but it's probably a good idea to do it, somewhere near their origin rather than at their destination, because otherwise you're paying people to import people to wherever you are, and no matter how many you're willing to pay for, they'll be able to bring that number plus one.
It's kind of one of the complaints on welfare, right? Like, if you give a woman a certain amount of money per child she has, she could increase her income by having more children, and that's sort of counterintuitive to what the program's set up for.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big problem. And not just that, but if people are, congenitally unfit and they're being incentivized to have children, I'm not saying that all people on welfare are congenitally unfit, but certainly those people who are congenitally unfit are likely to end up on welfare. Well, if they are able to, have and successfully raise 12 congenitally unfit children at the government's expense, then you've got not only a big problem, but a big problem that's going to grow exponentially.
Yeah, let's get some more of that. Let's incentivize that. So one of the Super Bowl ads that I liked was, this doesn't have anything to do with the story I'm going to bring up here in a second, but I think that I enjoyed it, was Budweiser. So Budweiser had an ad where they called out the microbreweries. Now, it should be noted that Anheuser-Busch, the company that owns the brand Budweiser, owns a lot of sort of microbreweries that they've purchased. But they, the Budweiser brand is sort of distinct to some extent from Anheuser-Busch. Sure. And Budweiser is the king of beers. Undisputed as far as sales goes around the world, they're the king of beers. Now, I don't like the beer. It's not my preference. It's been years since I've had a Budweiser. But what I do like is I like good advertising, and I like a company to take a position. And what they did is they took the macro brewer position, and they said, you know, microbrews are for those that like to fuss over their beer, you know, and just sort of, you know, they had some guy with a handlebar mustache, you know, and they made fun of the hipsters.
Was it Kevin Bloom?
And it wasn't Kevin Bloom, but
okay.
It was one of the myriad of hipsters out there in the world that likes that. And everybody, it's cool to hate on the hipsters. I don't understand why exactly. I mean, what's so different about a hipster than any other person with a fashion sense? But, you know, whatever the reason, it's this thing to do. And... you know, by the way, it's always the hipster males they hate on, never the hipster females.
Yeah.
So they make this point that they've got this crisp, clean beer for people that like to drink beer, that the microbrews are for fussy little namby-pamby men boys or whatever it is that they're saying. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was just a really strong ad as far as Budweiser could put out. Plus, they tossed in a Clydesdale. You can't have a Bud ad without a Clydesdale in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. So anyway, if you'd like to disagree with me on that ad, and I know you're out there, you can call me at 855-450-FREE.
See, I actually drink Budweiser. I get those 18-ounce ones for $1.
You feel like that's a good deal?
At the gas station. I think it's a good deal. And I didn't drink beer for most of my life, so I probably have the beer taste of a teenager.
There you go. Well, when I was a teen, Bud would have been considered the premier. So... I think we might be having some audio trouble. I'm going to switch over to the access here and see if that does anything.
Yeah, I do have... that sounds much better.
GCN, can you come on the line and tell me whether anything's happening here? 855-450-3733. I'm getting complaints on the audio feed. Okay, I'm getting somebody saying that fixed it, but that might not be the GCN one.
Okay.
Somebody's typing...
Well, if the problem was a lot of static, I was hearing that, and I'm not now.
Okay.
It was irritating.
Okay, so I guess we're doing okay now. Anyway, let's go on. From The Nation, which, are you familiar with The Nation?
Magazine, yeah, it was very liberal.
Very liberal magazine. They have a problem with the McDonald's ad. The McLovin, Get Lovin' ad is what I think they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this ad, you watched it with me, Rich. In this ad, they, I guess a random people will be selected at McDonald's to show acts of love in exchange for food. So they'll, in one case, they had people calling their mom or dancing or a variety of things, you know, saying what they loved about their son or getting a big family hug and all these things, you know, nice feel-good stuff. And I don't know what McDonald's is exactly trying to do with this, but, you know, perhaps buoy their image to some extent. I will admit to being a McDonald's customer. I do go and get their food every once in a while. I mean, you know, at the most often, maybe every 2 weeks, I'll go get something from McDonald's. Perhaps once a month. It's not the it's not the only food I eat. I'm not one of their heavy users or anything like that. But I you know, I like some of their food. And usually I don't tell my wife because she's that big natural, kind of all natural gal, and she just does not appreciate the McDonald's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be one of those times when she's doing something else, and I'm supposed to prepare food for myself, and I decide that I'm happier spending $8 than preparing food for myself, even though she has the freshest, most all-natural food. So I go there, and I don't know how you're going to get people to show love, say, in a drive-thru. That should be very interesting. But let's go through this article here from The Nation. Because
we used to show a lot of love in drive-ins.
The Nation has a bit of a problem with this ad. TV spectators of last night's Super Bowl, obviously this was written on Monday, were treated to many slick, high-concept ads, but one probably stuck out to the millions of McDonald's employees who were watching. The company's spot trumpeting its new Pay with Lovin' campaign, the company is rolling out a new way to bribe customer loyalty amid declining sales by randomly picking some who will get their food and drink for free. Instead of money, they have to pay with Lovin'. It's so funny to see it like a liberal publication. We hate love and your money. We hate it all.
If only the vegan barbecue had done it, because then the nation would have loved it.
855-450-3732.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, or you can use Skype. We're lrn.fm there. If you're looking to get some bitcoins, or maybe Litecoins, or Dogecoins, or cryptocurrencies, there's a few of them over at expresscoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so completely recognized by the U.S. government. You don't have to worry about getting in trouble with them. Get your cryptocurrencies with a check, a money order, a wire transfer, whatever works for you. You just start off at expresscoin.com. They do it in the U.S. or Canada. That's the vast majority of our listening audience. It's expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. ExpressCoin.com, if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency without paying any fees. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So, well, going on with this article from The Nation, where they appear to be a little upset about the McDonald's ad. I wonder if the McDonald's could do anything that would make the folks over at The Nation happy.
Bankruptcy.
Yep, death. Just like boards of directors just dying all over the place. Ah. Yeah. Because this is kind of what happens when, big businesses, corporations, and sort of the left are set against each other. And then the government and the right are set against each other, supposedly. I don't believe that for a second. Mm. And I don't believe that the left and corporations are either. I think that these are the lies that the politicians tell the regular folks, right, in order to get the votes.
Yeah, I mean, the left gets used by the loser corporations all the time. Oh, no, we're losing in the marketplace. You know, help subsidize our buggy whip factory because nobody's buying buggy whips anymore. Yeah. Stop making them.
Yeah, that would be, the marketplace destroys, it creates and it destroys. And that's just how it goes.
Schrumpeter called it creative destruction. Mm. I always loved that phrase.
Yep. So going on here from The Nation, according to the Super Bowl ad, this can range the McLovin, as they're calling it here, giving love rather than paying at a McDonald's. This can range from being told by the cashier to call your mother, to tell her you love her. No word on what happens if you don't have a mother. To being commanded to dance, to giving the cashier a fist bump. Leaving aside what customers may think of being asked to perform these tasks in return for their food. Little attention is given to the other side of the register, the workers themselves. McDonald's employees are notoriously low paid. Average hourly pay, according to Glassdoor, is $8.25 for a crew member. It's just slightly more for the food and beverage industry generally at $8.84. So they're coming in at about 60 cents below, 59 cents below average.
Oh, how dare they?
Per folks. And I would think that you could take the skills that you learned at McDonald's and move them on to another food and beverage company that would pay you a bit more. Isn't that kind of the idea?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go into the restaurant, I know you've at least handled food. Some fast food experience will do that.
And I can't remember whether it was McDonald's or Burger King, but I saw a commercial, and it's probably been 20 years ago, but it's at least been 10 or 15, where they were sort of touting the people who had worked at this restaurant. I don't remember if it was McDonald's or Burger King. I think it was Burger King, but I can't remember for sure. So they were touting these people. They were saying, look, we've had all these important, influential, notable individuals that worked for our company at one point. Suggesting, and I did, I worked for Burger King when I was 15. I remember that much. So I was in high school and working for Burger King. Mm. I thought it was miserable. I really hated the job. didn't like doing it and didn't want to continue doing it. So if it taught me one thing is I don't want to work in this industry. But that's valuable information. You know, you learn things by working wherever you work, and people that can, do these jobs, they learn more, they move on. It's not supposed to be your life's work. It's supposed to be something that, you know, you do and you move on. And if you really are good at it or whatever, you're going to move up and get, you know, higher pay. But yeah. I guess this $8.25 just doesn't mean that much to me. It's kind of like the minimum wage argument.
Yeah. My first job was at McDonald's, and I earned $3.35 an hour.
Yeah, you must be about my age, because that was the minimum wage back then.
Yeah, and I loved it, because it was the first time in my life that I'd had money that was independently mine that I didn't have to ask anybody for, you know, apart from, you know, when I'd done chores and raked the lawn or whatever. But
it's nice to have your own money, and I'll tell you, it felt really great to buy that Riva 50 Yamaha scooter that I purchased. It gave me the independence that I had really craved up until that point. At 15 years old, I've got my own transportation, admittedly, 30 miles an hour. You probably should stay off the interstate on it. But, you know, it gave me a lot more independence than I had previously on a bicycle. Mm. And I actually ranged far and wide on that, too. But I guess I would feel bad for somebody who's stuck at McDonald's, but I wonder, what does stuck mean? Does it mean you're not looking?
Well, I don't know what it means for an individual. I mean, I actually got hired out of McDonald's by one of the customers who owned a gas station, and he always thought I gave good service, and he liked interacting with me, and he needed to hire somebody, and he came into McDonald's one time, and along with his money, he just gave me a business card for this gas station, and I called the number on it, and he gave me a job. You know, you can move up from McDonald's, and that's the point. And, you know, we talked about our age. When we were kids, everybody working at McDonald's except the manager was a high school kid. These weren't jobs for grown-ups back then. It's only as the U.S. economy has downsized and adults have been forced out of adult jobs that they started, you know, being a mother of four working at McDonald's.
I'm sure that to some extent there's always been some percentage of McDonald's workers that were adults or for whatever reason working there, but I would say by and large,
the vast
majority.
The one thing that you would see is there were a certain number of retirees who, again, weren't as valuable in the marketplace, and so they would go and work for McDonald's, and for a lot of them it wasn't so much they needed the money, they just wanted something to do. I had more than one tell me that. And if you're willing to do it cheap, why hire somebody more expensive?
855-450-3733. And this really sort of points out the problem with the minimum wage. The minimum wage tends to be fine while the market is expanding. But when the market contracts, like it did in, say, 2008, you have this problem where essentially kids are pushed out. The minimum wage is not intended to be a living wage. If it was, it'd be called the living wage. It's the minimum wage. And what that is that's a wage for people who, you know, high school students, people who live at home, people who don't have a command of English, you know, people who, for whatever reason, aren't going to do much better than that. Those are the people who are intended to get the minimum wage. But when the market contracts, those people are pushed out and they don't have jobs. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's a live edition here with Mark.
And Rich Paul.
Ian is supposed to be showing up at some point. He's out doing some activism, but you can call in the meantime. You know, a lot of people, there's issues on their minds. They want to talk about them. Free Talk Live is the forum for that. Let's go to... Actually, just one moment. I want to hold on just 1 second before we do that. If you want to get some gold and silver, the place to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. We've got great prices, service, all that. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you gold and silver that you can get in your hand. This isn't stuff that will be yours on paper. This is yours in your possession. Gold.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and load up, because I think that silver is going to be doing pretty good. Let's go to Aaron calling in from Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Rich. I was listening to last night's podcast earlier today, and you were talking about there was 9 million, I think, bitcoins, if I had that right, that cycled through the Silk Road in the course of a couple of years there.
Was it a couple of years the Silk Road was open?
Maybe not that long, but
the time that the Silk Road was open, the online drug marketplace that was in the dark web, Tor, 9 million bitcoins cycled through it. Now, bitcoins had been worth varying between, I don't know, probably in that time frame, $5 and on up to 500, maybe.
Yeah, but what I was thinking about was, there's so many bitcoins are held long term that the circulation pool of bitcoins is relatively small compared to that.
Okay.
So it would seem like every bitcoin in circulation should have gone through that site at one point or another, if you don't count the ones in long term storage. So how do they have any idea to say that the bitcoins he received from those accounts tied to bitcoin were for illegitimate purposes? Couldn't it just be someone who was maybe making illegitimate money paying him for legitimate services that were unrelated?
One of those, it's a really great question, because, and that's why it's kind of a, it's a bit of a stumper why the judge would not allow on Andreas Antonopoulos, a real Bitcoin expert and, you know, eloquent to boot, why they wouldn't allow him to testify at the court. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. They're going to send a man to prison for the rest of his life. That's the potential sentence here, and they won't let him get this, you know, squeeze this witness in. They had given him the prosecution's witness because they claimed he was dangerous. They gave the prosecution's witness like the weekend before the trial, a few days before they had a chance to start asking, thinking about their questions. That's just, this whole trial is completely unfair.
It seems like instant plausible deniability for that, because they have no, it's not like it's a receipt with a label at the top was for drugs or for this. It was a transaction for some unknown thing between these two people, unless they have some actually seen him receive or send some evil thing.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I appreciate you calling to bring it up, though.
Yep.
Thanks so much. 855-450-3733. You can call us on Skype, as Aaron did. Did you hear how good he sounded, Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. Now, let's go back to this article from The Nation, where they apparently are all upset that McDonald's employees are going to have to act happy. Guess this one. So they say there's a minimum expectation of professional behavior at work that would require being polite or even friendly to customers. But McDonald's is now asking its employees to do even more. They have to come up with cutesy tasks for their customers. And if the ad itself was any indication, they can't just deadpan a request that a family hug, or if someone dances, they have to dance too. If someone doesn't seem too pumped to call his mom, they have to needle him into it. And they have to react with joy when the asked-for response is delivered. The workers are being told to put on a performance for customers in order to get a performance back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of these restaurants where, like singing restaurants where the waiters will sing things to you and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. So there's also a movie business in this country, and they require people, their employees, to act, too, some of them.
Yeah, performances there. They have a pretty good union, though.
They do, but or a pretty bad union, depending on how you look at it.
But there are people, certainly, that act in films and movies for, you know, little to nothing, frankly. And I guess to some extent that's what McDonald's is trying to do. I mean, I would agree with The Nation that this is a performance task. So another thing has been sort of heaped upon the employees. Don't just be friendly, but be, you know, dancing a little or something. I don't know what. This is a pretty blatant example of emotional labor. The requirement that a low-wage employee not just show up to work and adequately perform her duties. Is it interesting to you that they take the pronoun, the female pronoun here, rather than, like, sort of in English, there's, if you use the his, it means both male and female. If you use her, it means just female, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say his or her, which has kind of become the thing to do, but it's quite a jab to just go ahead and say her.
Well, I've seen some politically correct rags will randomly swap pronouns. Like sometimes they'll say he and sometimes they'll say she, and they'll say, okay, well, if the masculine contains the feminine, then the feminine can contain the masculine too, so we'll just use it randomly.
Make up new
English rules? I find that really confusing sometimes.
Yeah, make up new English rules. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I'd heard about this, and I thought that this seemed like the best explanation, is that women are special. They get their own pronoun. Men do not. Right? Like, I can see how you can see that, you know, this is a male-dominated society. Look at the pronoun. But you could just as easily say it's a female-dominated society because they get their own pronoun. We don't.
Yeah, you see, I've never seen enough practical benefit from having or not having a pronoun to think that it's really a benefit or a disbenefit.
You and your stinking
anybody.
Privilege.
It's just people looking for something to whine about.
You and your privilege.
You
and your
oh
privilege.
Yes, my privileged pronouns. I am privileged to be called he. You can call me she or it too. I don't care.
So, going on that. She adequately performed her duties, but that she put on a veneer of happiness and cheer for the customer to elicit an emotional response to, for him. The customer's a him.
Oh, of course the customer is male.
Yeah.
And I'll bet he's a patriarch, too.
Look at the poor female being danced like a puppeteer, like a marionette at the end of the strings of the corporate masters for the man.
Isn't that rape?
God.
God, we've gone full social justice warrior.
I hope this crap really sells to the people that they're selling to, because there's, you know, there's little ads on the side of this this nation at thenation.com here in their website. I mean, they've got things that they want you to do. Their ads are they're good and just and virtuous, though. So anyway, she says, for example, in 2013, Pret A. Menger put on its website and then subsequently took down expected behaviors its examples employees were supposed to exhibit, like creating a sense of fun and appearing genuinely friendly. The ones it wouldn't allow, on the other hand, were bad moods and acting like they were just here for the money, because ordering a sandwich is now supposed to be a delightful experience. And, of course, a low-wage clerk, is at work for something other than a paycheck. Is it so bad to ask your employees to smile and be nice?
When I was in the drug business, if somebody called in and told me that a runner was rude, I would have counseled that runner to stop doing that, because people aren't going to want to deal with them.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Again, it's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
We've been talking about the oppression of McDonald's workers. Apparently, they're supposed to act happy at work, and it's oppression, according to The Nation. But, Rich, I just shared with you some delicious chocolate-covered berries from Sherry's Berries. You can go to berries.com. I want to ask you. So you've got a special.
Is that where those came from?
Yeah, that's where they came from. Those are that's the good stuff there.
Those things rocked.
Yeah, aren't they good? So if you had a do you have a special someone for Valentine's?
I am someone free, sadly.
Sadly? Okay. Well, let's pretend the fantasy world where somebody gives a damn about you.
oh, thanks, man. Jeez.
Would you like to get Sherry's Berries from that person?
I'd even like to get Sherry's Berries from you.
Yeah, I'd take it from anybody. They're so good. They're potentially some of the best things I've ever put in my mouth. They're delicious. I love them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Of course, a married man can never say it's the best thing I ever put in my mouth.
Indeed.
But.
Indeed, I can't. So you could go to berries.com. That's berries. And click on the microphone and type in coupon code FTL. Trust me, they will not be disappointed. Even if they say they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Trust me, Sherry's Berries does not fit into that category of nothing, okay? Because it's really something special. You go there, you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, you type in FTL. They've got packages from $19.99, but you can upgrade for just $10 more and double the berries. I highly recommend that. You've got to use the coupon code FTL to get that deal. It's berries.com, coupon code FTL. You click on the microphone and type in the coupon code FTL. They've also got, that's berries, berries.com, and go order today. They're really good. There's nothing like them out there. They're just absolutely delicious. Berries.com.
Now, if you put in the coupon code FTL, will they actually deliver them faster than light?
That would be awesome. Sometimes we get that. The FTL thing looks like faster than light. Also for the lose. What are you going to do? Go to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Glenn, can you hear me now?
Yes, can you hear me now? I'm here.
Yes, yes.
Yes, very good. Okay, very good. Yes, the when the FedEx guy, if you put in FTL, when the FedEx guy delivers the...
Can you jack his volume? I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I'm...
Hello?
Actually.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, boy, they forget to hit the button, and then they blame the callers.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Glenn. Go ahead.
I blame Glenn.
Well, if you put in FTL, the FedEx guy has to sing when he delivers the bird. Never need to hear that. Anyway, I thought it was good. The McDonald's thing. Also, you were talking about third-person singular pronouns, personal pronouns.
Yep.
There's already a combined one. You take S from she and H from the beginning of he and the entirety of it and together, and then you can just form one, third-person singular.
That's very clever. Did you get that one?
No, I couldn't hear it.
S word. If you take the S from she, the H from he, and the IT from it, you create a new pronoun that you can just use in every circumstance. It's very clever.
Or no circumstance, depending on how you count.
Not in the FCC licensed radio stations. You can't use it.
Well, it works on South Park. Anyway, about the McDonald's thing, I actually put in my time at McDonald's in 1977. And, I was busy dropping fries and getting greasy and going into the walk-in freezer and wiping down the train table that they had for the kids back then. And if anybody can ask me to sing on top of that for my $3.85 an hour or whatever it is I made, something close there too, I think I would have told them to go pound sand. And going in as a customer, as the crotch of the old 54-year-old now, I just want, when I go in, I just want my pink slime, cooked the appropriate color of gray.
Yep.
And my gene-bending GMO fries to be nice and golden brown and crispy. And I don't want any BS. And the prices are going up so much, it's only going to slow the transaction down, which means time, more time, and time is money. So just shut up and make my damn food. I got to get somewhere.
I'm with you on this, is that I find this to be sort of, it doesn't do anything for me as a client, the McLovin thing, but it's their business, and that's what they want to do. If they want me to dance around and do the raise the roof thing in order to get a free burger, I suppose I'll do that, and I'll do it with verve, but I would prefer to give them $8.50.
No. It's going to be I think the idea is if you act strange, you get your food for free or something. But I'm sorry, my answer is sorry. You can't afford me. Okay?
I'll dance, but you can't afford what it costs to get me to dance.
You're slipping enough into my belt. And besides, I have to consult with the Film Actors Guild. And,
Screen Actors Guild.
Film Actors Guild in the movie. Anyway, we had a mall that opened up, one of these outlet malls, and they had a fudge shop where all these poor, oppressed, college kids had to sing while they made fudge.
Ah.
I'm sorry, nobody's going to get me to sing while I'm packing fudge. That ain't happening.
I'm sorry. I finally got volume on them just quick enough to hear packing fudge. So
yep.
What?
There was, apparently at a mall near where he worked, there was a store where they sold fudge, lots of fudge, and they would get the high school students in there as employees. And that sounds pretty common for these sorts of places, you know, ice cream shops, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the college labor that makes it, excuse me, the high school labor that tends to make it. And they would have the kids sing there. So he said that there's nothing that they could do to get him to sing while he's packing fudge.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing is, if there aren't people who are willing to do it at the price they want to pay, then they're going to have to pay more if they make the job more onerous. And I don't know if dancing around with customers is onerous. I know some people would probably have a really good time doing that, and yeah. I know some people who would probably just hate that and end up cooking burgers in the back instead of working counter during this.
And some people are going to want that from that experience. If that experience feels genuine, I'd be okay with it. But when it's like trying to be foisted upon me, I really wouldn't enjoy it that way. But, you know, everybody's different. But I forgot to thank Glenn for his call. I should have done that.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah. Going on with the Nation article, this is what's pernicious about emotional labor. It requires poorly paid people to slather a smile onto their face and cover up the real conditions under which they labor. So, work,
so
labor,
they just assume
worker,
that
labor.
They're unhappy. I know people perfectly happy at work at, you know,
some people would be perfectly happy to be able to work at McDonald's. McDonald's has been one of the fast food companies hit by massive, repeated waves of labor unrest by striking workers demanding better pay, the ability to form a union, and an end to retaliation for their actions. Workers.
Just no consequences at all, eh? or for those specific actions.
Workers have been vocal about the fact that they and their families can't survive on the money they make. But the company instead wants its customers to see employees who are genuinely delighted that a mother hugged her son in front of them. The demand that people perform emotional labor has become more and more widespread. Researcher.
Note the emotional labor that this author is doing.
Researcher Arlie Hochschild originally estimated a third of all jobs required it in 1983, but half of them do today. Yet workers don't get more money when they're required to do more at a menial job than just show up. Men get a significant wage boost when they move into a job that requires more cognitive labor, but they see a 6% pay penalty for moving to one that demands more emotional labor. I don't know what that means. Women don't see this penalty, although they do get a boost for cognitive work, likely because we view smiling and catering to a customer's emotions as women's work.
So hire women for those jobs and you fix the pay gap.
I love the whole claim that women make less. Where are these... I want these competent female laborers that get paid 75% what men do, because I don't see them.
Well, they're just not as aggressive.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.